USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
For a second day, Israeli airstrikes have flattened homes in Gaza, and Palestinian rockets hit for southern Israel, raising fears of another major escalation in the Middle East. It began with Israel killing a senior commander of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group amid a wave of strikes Friday that Israel says were meant to prevent an imminent attack. On Saturday afternoon, Israeli warplanes stepped up strikes with hits on four residential buildings in Gaza. All of the locations reportedly were linked to Islamic Jihad militants. The death toll now stands at 24 people, including six children. Russian forces began to assault two key cities in the eastern Donetsk region of Ukraine. They also kept up rocket and shelling attacks on other cities in the country, including one near the largest nuclear power plant on the European continent. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water projects? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.